ABC Radio Australia.
The FIFA World Cup kicks off in Moscow overnight tonight with the host nation Russia taking on Saudi Arabia. And as Bindi Bryce reports, among the crowd there'll be a small group of children from the Pacific Islands who've been given a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to travel to the other side of the world and experience one of the biggest occasions in sport firsthand.
To play at a FIFA World Cup is the dream of young footballers across the globe. But it's a dream that has long been out of reach for the Pacific Island nations, with Oceania's only representatives in the 88-year history of the tournament being first Australia and then New Zealand. So once again this year, the Pacific will be underrepresented, at least on the field. But when the hosts Russia open the tournament against the Saudis in Moscow's 80,000 Luzhniki Stadium, there will be a Pacific presence in the crowd, courtesy of the Reagan Milstein Foundation. Chief Executive Kevin Milstein says the Australian charity was formed to honour the memory of his 14-year-old soccer-loving son, who died after a diving accident while the pair were attending the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. And ever since, the organisation has been helping less fortunate children in Australia, the Pacific Islands and beyond. As part of their mission, they have selected two children from each South Pacific nation and whisked them off to Russia to see the 2018 World Cup firsthand.
These kids, in the most part, don't even have passports, or at least when we started talking to them, they didn't even have passports. So they've never even left their village, let alone their country. So for them to be able to experience, literally the bright lights and the big smoke of a city like Moscow, and also to be at the World Cup, we would hope that they would be going back learning all sorts of different kinds of lessons that they could impart with their communities back at home.
Working with the Melbourne-based social enterprise Football Music Culture, the Reagan Milstein Foundation have brought a unique team together to take part in the Football for Friendship event at the World Cup. Kevin Milstein says 12-year-old footballers and aspiring journalists from more than 200 countries have been selected to go to Russia for the 8-day program, which will include workshops, football training and a small championship tournament. Not unnaturally, the excitement levels are rising for those children chosen to go to Russia, including 12-year-old Anita Loretta Hofanga from Tonga's main island, Tongatapu.
I was happy. I'm happy and so excited. When I was a little kid, I loved to play soccer. Go there every day. I'm looking forward to seeing new people, new places, and to have new playmates. I love to support Germany. Oh, they were the champion in the last World Cup.
Still full of running, and he's got some!
Another of the Pacific contingent is Haiyan Khan from Fiji, who plays football for Bar's under-12 representative team and has ambitions to play for his country one day.
I play midfielder and I love football. I'm very much looking forward to this game. I hope to make friends and report on social media. My favourite player is Neymar and my favourite team is Brazil.
Neymar into the 18, fakes left, cuts right, oh!
Bangs it off the underside of the crossbar! He is back and Brazil's in front!
Semisi Femisi from Apia in Samoa is hoping he'll catch a glimpse of his favourite player from Portugal.
Shocked and happy, just meeting everybody from different cultures, perhaps even one of the famous players. I play football and I follow Real Madrid.
Who's your favourite player?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ronaldo's still got the legs. Yes, look at him fly. Moves inside Ronaldo! Cristiano Ronaldo!
Kevin Milstein is hoping the trip to Russia will inspire the kids to go after their own World Cup dreams.
It's certainly a huge experience for them to take in, and it's part of that experience that they're going to see. How far can they get in the world playing sport? It doesn't just have to be football. It could be any kind of sport. Once you commit yourself and, you attend all your training sessions, etc., then you really can open up a lot of doors.
And with FIFA planning to expand the World Cup finals to a 48-team tournament in 2026, including a guaranteed spot for Oceania, the hope is that one of the Pacific Island nations might finally make it on to the biggest of all sporting stages.
That is it! Germany are the champions! Since 1990.